Good to have you back in town, back at home after your freshman year, Northeastern Norfolk softball. 1 year in the books. How do you think the overall year went for you?
I think it was really good. I had high expectations going in, and I was just really looking forward to playing college softball. And I really think it went really well. And I'm pretty excited about next season and, like, the freshmen coming back and what we're going to do next season.
Because I think you only had 4 sophomores, I looked on the roster, not many.
Yes, yeah. It was a big turnaround from what their season was last year to this year, and I hope we just keep building on. We have 5 freshmen coming back, and so we're looking forward to a big freshman class again, which is just how any JUCO is, but we're really excited for next softball season.
So the recruiting class coming in, the girls coming in are pretty good ones. Do you know about it?
Yeah, we have about 15, I think, so it's pretty big. We have some from Minnesota, some from Texas, and 1 girl from Canada coming in. And I haven't really met all of them, but a couple of them have came on campus visits and watched some of our games. And the girls that I have met, I'm really excited to play softball with them.
So you're playing 56 games, batted 343, had 5 home runs this year.
Yeah. It was... We play in a very tough conference, and so I'm very happy with how my batting did, and I'm just looking forward to build off of it for next season.
27 runs batted in, 41 runs scored, 17 stolen bases, and caught stealing 1 time.
Yes, yeah, I love running the bases.
Very good, so not bad stats at all for that first year, was it?
No, not at all.
I'm sure you saw the going from club... Well, you played some tough club, don't get me wrong. You played some tough club teams, but college, you saw the difference, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, a big difference. And there was a little bit of a learning curve. And our conference is very stacked, a couple nationally ranked conference. And so it was a little bit of a learning curve, but I feel like I adjusted pretty well. And, I'm just really excited for next season.
Who is the rival for Northeastern Norfolk in softball? I mean, who'd you have the really big games against this year?
I want to say Central. They're not in our conference. They will be in our conference next season. We always loved competing against DMAC. We almost took a game from them, and they were 4th ranked in the nation. But we always held our own against them, and it was always close games against them. And so I want to say DMAC was probably our favorite team to compete against and our rival, I guess.
That's Des Moines Area Community College, correct?
Yes.
So, yeah, had some battles with them. Home and away. Usually, yes. A lot of these were home and away, weren't they?
Yeah.
For the most
part.
You bet. All right, so you're back home in summertime. What you going to be doing now?
I'm just going to be working, helping my dad out on the farm, and following my siblings around. They'll be playing club basketball, and so I'm just excited to watch them and see what they're doing.
Could you play softball with a club team if you wanted, or are you too old?
Yes, I have. This summer will be my last year of eligibility, and I might pick up on a couple teams, but I'm not, like, committed to any team.
So if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you got to keep in shape over the summertime, right?
Yeah, summer workouts are coming out, and just like last summer, they kicked my butt, but excited for them because they really do pay off.
Coaches kind of draw that up for you?
Yeah, yep.
But if you're working on a family farm, that enough is going to keep you in shape, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a lot. Dad's put me to work already this first week being home, but yeah, I love it. So
next year, going to sophomore season, what do you got to do different? What's the team got to do to get better for next year?
Really locked down on our batting. We face some really good pitchers, and really just keeping in the zone and not swinging at any pitches that are not in the zone. And then locked down defense as always, but really our batting and our offense for next season.
Do you have pitching, returning pitching come back, or were they sophomores?
All of our pitchers were freshmen, so they're going to come back. Isabel Rayburn was 2nd team All-Region, and she was our ace for this season. And she is returning for next season, so I'm super excited to play with her again and see what she does this following season.
Now, you played club with her, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yep. No, her dad, Russ.
Yes.
Russ, he used to be a McCook guy way back in the day, so I know Russ pretty well. So it's kind of neat you went there already knowing somebody.
I know. It was full circle moment for Isabel and I because we started out playing 14U together, and now we're playing club ball again together. So, I mean, college ball again together. So, yeah, it's been really exciting to play with her again.
Did you miss volleyball any?
I did miss volleyball. We did, a couple of us girls played intramural sand volleyball in the fall, so that was a lot of fun. But yeah, volleyball always has a place in my heart, but yeah.
Did you go out to any college games and watch the college team play?
Yeah, we did whenever they were at home, and they had a good run in the conference tournament as well. So yeah, it was fun watching them as well.
Watching that libero back there, I was like, I can do that. I can get to that ball.
I did think about that, but yeah, softball's been a lot of fun too.
Now you're getting ready to watch little brother play or go to Omaha for state track. You watch him at district. You're going to go watch him run that 4x8 coming up here in a few days.
Yeah, and I'm super excited. Going to be cheering him on, and I'm excited to see what they'll do.
Get a chance to come back and see classmates coming back over the summer. A lot of them come back for the summer?
Yeah, a lot of our class came back for the summer and saw a couple of them at graduation parties, but excited to like reconnect with some of them over the summer break.
No regrets going to Northeast and Norfolk. It's been just as fun as you thought it would be, right?
Oh, yeah. I love Norfolk as a town, and the college is just amazing up there, and I've really liked my decision.
How about your studies? Did everything kind of flow this year with going from high school studies to work at the college books then?
Yeah, it really did. And I'm majoring in natural resources, and I'm just really loving it. My professors are amazing, and it's just been a lot of fun.